GOP leaders urge allies to reject UN plan to recognize Palestinian terror state, reckless policy that rewards Hamas. By Joshua Klein on September 19, 2025. House Republican leadership Chairwoman Elise Stefanik and Senator Rick Scott, RFL, on Friday led a congressional letter to France, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia ahead of next week's United Nations General Assembly, warning that unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state would be a reckless policy that undermines prospects for peace and, as President Donald Trump has branded it, a dangerous reward for terror. The letter began with no ambiguity. "We are writing with respect to your efforts to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state at the upcoming 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly. This is a reckless policy that undermines prospects for peace." The lawmakers stressed that recognition would not strengthen peace but instead empower Hamas. "It sets the dangerous precedent that violence, not diplomacy, is the most expedient means for terrorist groups like Hamas to achieve their political aims." They pressed further, "Accordingly, we respectfully request that you reconsider your decision, especially as Hamas continues to hold Israeli citizens hostage while still refusing to agree to a ceasefire." They warned that bypassing direct talks with Israel would gut any incentive for compromise. "Unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state undermines the principles of direct negotiations and imperils Israel's security by removing incentives for Palestinian groups to repudiate terrorism, recognize Israel's right to exist, and address final status issues." The letter reminded leaders of Hamas's October 7 massacre, when terrorists slaughtered more than 1,200 Israelis and kidnapped 251 people, including nationals of the very countries now weighing recognition. "Recognition is especially troubling considering Hamas' October 7 massacre. We remind you that France, the United Kingdom, and Canada, along with countless other countries, all lost citizens on this tragic day. Of those abducted, 48 remain in captivity, with 20 believed alive and 28 confirmed dead." The lawmakers highlighted Hamas's ongoing crimes. "Hamas continues to hold Israeli and other foreign nationals hostage, using them as bargaining chips in a barbaric quest to preserve its authoritarian grip on power. Those hostages still alive are being held in deplorable conditions. Hamas' war crimes are clear, and its rejection of diplomacy should lead your countries to impose more pressure. Instead, you offer greater rewards. Recognition now, they argued, would embolden Hamas by rewarding its violence instead of punishing it." They warned that granting statehood would legitimize terrorism as a political strategy. "Granting statehood under these conditions only reinforces the effectiveness of Hamas' violence and rogue behavior. Until Palestinians renounce terror, they insisted, there can be no stepping stone toward statehood. Rewarding entities that refuse to renounce violence or engage in meaningful negotiations only serves to further entrench divisions and instability. In plain terms, recognition would be nothing less than a reward for terror, sending the message that Hamas's massacres, hostage-taking, and war crimes had forced international concessions." The letter also turned the charge back on Western capitals themselves, tying recognition to rising anti-Semitism at home. "This misguided effort to reward terrorism also imperils the security of your own countries. Proposed recognition is coinciding with sharp increases in anti-Semitic activity in each of your countries. Jews are facing unprecedented harassment and attacks against them are becoming a common occurrence." The lawmakers said the governments had a responsibility. "You have the responsibility to stand against this scourge, denounce violence, and protect Jewish communities. Sadly, your actions to legitimize a Palestinian terror state will only provide greater motivation to the violent anti-Semitic mobs." Finally, they warned that recognition could put their governments on a collision course with Washington. "Proceeding with recognition will put your country at odds with long-standing U.S. policy and interests and may invite punitive measures in response. The United States is committed to Israel's security and to fostering a just and lasting peace in the Middle East through direct negotiations. Unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state jeopardizes this process. It risks perpetuating tensions and rewarding terrorist entities that seek Israel's destruction." The warning comes as French President Emmanuel Macron doubles down on his vow to recognize a Palestinian state, which Netanyahu blasted as one that rewards Hamas and fuels Jew hatred. Earlier this summer, President Trump imposed sanctions blocking Palestinian Authority and PLO officials from traveling to the UN over the statehood drive, explicitly calling recognition a reward for terror and vowing the U.S. would not give Hamas political cover. Stefanik and Scott were joined by 25 Republicans, including Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, Tom Cotton, RR, Joni Ernst, RIA, and Mike Lee, RUT. Together they concluded that granting statehood now would not bring peace but instead embolden extremists worldwide. Rewarding Hamas after the October 7 massacre not only undermines Israel but imperils the security of us all, the lawmakers wrote. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.